Well, we welcome you inside the free agent film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com alongside Greg Cosell of NFL Films. I'm Bo Wolf, and today we're talking about cornerbacks, a position, of course, Eagles fans always paying very close attention to, and one of the biggest name free agents to be, Byron Maxwell from the Seattle Seahawks, a member of that Legion of Boom, and it seems like there's a chance he might hit the market, and if he does, what skill set does he bring to the table? I know he's certainly got that length.
He sure does. He's about 6'1", 205. And the one thing you always have to remember when you talk about Seattle corners is their mentality, their attitude. They want to play one-on-one against receivers. That's the way they're brought up. That's the way they play. They don't want help. So Byron Maxwell is used to playing that way. And we saw him this year not only play on the outside, but play in the slot. But I think his attributes, his length, as you mentioned, Bo, the way he plays, he's really an outside corner. And you see here, too, the smarts. Look at him playing man concepts, then look back inside, recognize a throw, a route, and make an interception because that ball was not thrown to his man.
Right.
He had great recognition of the concept, but he started out playing man-to-man because he turned his body to the receiver and to the sideline. And even though Seattle was a team whose foundation was a zone principle, cover three, there's a lot of man-to-man built into that, and he is an aggressive man corner. He is a very good player.
All right, well, Maxwell is probably the top of the class among the cornerbacks, but it's a deep group at that second level. Let's go through some of these players here, and we will start at the top with Brandon Flowers, who left Kansas City, but he has been productive for a long time.
Yeah, and he is a player who can play both press man, which he's played, very aggressive, feisty-type player because he's not that big, and he can play off coverage, as you'll see here, and here he'll run with the receiver and make an excellent interception. But Flowers has great versatility to him. As I said, he can line up, he can get in your face, he can play man, he can play off-coverage zone, he can play off-coverage man. I like Brandon Flowers. He's had a very good career.
All right, Greg, the next cornerback on our list, another player who is a little bit older but still has been productive for the Green Bay Packers for a while, Tremont Williams.
Yeah, and he certainly is getting a little long in the tooth, but in Green Bay, in Dom Capers' system, he plays a lot of man, a lot of press man, as you see here, plays a lot of zone. He's used to playing different kinds of coverages. You know what's so critical as we watch this play, Bo, and it's essential in this league, you're going to have to line up and play man-to-man. Here he does a really nice job running with the receiver, and I believe that's Sammy Watkins' beautiful interception by Tremont Williams. It's so critical in this league, you have to play man-to-man. Because even when it's a zone concept, whether it's cover three or whether it's quarters, if you're playing outside the numbers, as you see here with Williams, it translates into man-to-man coverage. There's no way you can play in this league defensively without having corners that can play man-to-man. That is the number one attribute you must have to be a quality corner in this league.
All right, well, another cornerback who can do that well but is also a little bit older too, Antonio Cromartie at the bottom of the screen.
You know, Antonio Cromartie, arguably, over his career, you can make the case that he's been the most gifted corner physically. Now, he hasn't always played production-wise to that level of athleticism,
right,
but he is an incredibly gifted athlete. He's big, he can move, he has really good hips, transition, and here's a great example, actually, of him being really smart and recognizing a route, and normally he makes these plays, but you see him recognize the little out route from the slot. Normally he takes that to the house for six, but Cromartie is a long, lean, lanky corner, can play man-to-man, can play press man. The biggest issue he's had in his career is he just plays. There's not a lot of technique to the way he plays, but his physical skill set is really second to none.
All right, let's talk now about Buster Screen from the Cleveland Browns at the top of the screen.
And Buster Screen's a small corner. Buster Screen in some ways reminds me of a Brent Grimes. He's
okay.
The kind of player that is small, feisty, plays very physically. Obviously, he's not going to be 6'3 tomorrow, so you have to live with the fact that he's 5'9-ish, 5'10. But he's a tough, aggressive, physical player. Cleveland played a lot of man-to-man coverage. He's used to playing man-to-man coverage. It's what he does, probably does best. So he's a very good player with a limitation, and that's unfortunately his height. But other than that, he's a really good player.
And that's an outstanding play on the ball
yep.
there down the field. All right, next up, we talk about Kareem Jackson, a former first-round pick for the Texans.
And a player that, because he was a first-round pick out of Alabama, I think people might have expected more from him. But he's developed into what you'd call a solid corner. Not a big-time player, but a solid corner. Again, plays man, plays off, as we saw in this interception, did an excellent job of jumping the route. He's also played in the slot, which his size might really dictate is the best spot for him as he advances his career. But, you know, we're getting to sort of the lower tier of corners. And as we know, if you're a really good corner, you're not going to make it to the free agent market. So these are all guys that have some flaws or some inconsistencies in their game. But Kareem Jackson is a player that can line up both outside and in the slot.
And so that's why teams will be looking for players who fit best into their scheme, not necessarily the best players, but the players who will fit best as pieces.
And I think that's the best point, because so many teams, you know, defenses are very scheme specific. How will that player be used within your scheme? If you're going to play a ton of man-to-man coverage, you know, Byron Maxwell may be your guy. If you're going to play a ton of zone coverage, you might look at another corner. Maybe you're looking at a Kareem Jackson-type player.
All right, how about now? Parrish Cox from the San Francisco 49ers has had his issues off the field, but when he's healthy, when his head is right, he can be a pretty good player.
And he had a really good season for San Francisco, much overlooked because they were not as good this year team-wise for many other reasons. But here's a player who played outside. He played in the slot. This was far and away his best year ever, and we're going to see him make a very good play right here. He's another long player, has good size, good movement. You can see the movement, and I think that Parrish Cox, again, now you have the issues with him. How do you feel about that as an organization? But you can line him up in multiple positions, and he can be effective.
All right, a similar player coming from the same place with the San Francisco 49ers, Chris Culliver, and also big and physical, also has had his issues off the field.
Yeah, and Chris Culliver is a good player. I remember when he first started playing a number of years ago, it was about week five. I think it was 2 years ago. It was week five or 3 years ago. And right away you noticed him on film from South Carolina, another guy that's got some length to him, moves well, predominantly plays on the outside. Again, he's had some issues on and off the field. Can he stay healthy? But he's got the skill set you look for in a corner because of his length and his movement.
All right, we move on from Chris Culliver. Next to Jimmy Wilson from the Miami Dolphins, a player who is very versatile. You said that he can be used both at safety and in the slot.
Yeah, and that's where Bo ended up playing a lot as the season progressed. He really became a slot corner, and that's where I think he's most effective. I don't think you can sign Jimmy Wilson and expect him to play outside the numbers effectively. He's played some safety as well. You know what? He's in some ways, he's a lot like a Malcolm Jenkins in the way he can be used. I don't think he's quite the player Malcolm Jenkins is, but he has that kind of position versatility and therefore scheme versatility. So Jimmy Wilson is an interesting player in that you can use him in a variety of ways, and he can play well.
And you saw some nice closing speed there. All right, our final cornerback as we go down the list, Alan Ball from the Jacksonville Jaguars, making a nice read on the play here.
Yeah, and a lot of people not familiar with him because Jacksonville not a very good team. But I thought Alan Ball had a nice season. He's got length to him. You see him right here. He moves well. He attacks, read the play. Alan Ball is a player that will probably generate, I think, a little more interest in free agency than people might think. Because, again, corner is a premium position. He has attributes teams look for in terms of his height, his length, his movement. Alan Ball is an interesting player to watch in this free agent market.
All right, so a very deep group of cornerbacks set to hit free agency. We take a look at them here inside the film room. For Greg Cosell, I'm Bo Wolf. We will see you next time here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.